John Puller dropped his duffel on the floor of his bedroom, took off his cap, wiped a bead of sweat off his nose, and dropped onto the bed. He'd just gotten back from the investigation at Fort Sill. The result had been his tracking down PFC Rogers in that alley. And when Rogers, despite Puller's requests for him to stand down, had started to squeeze the trigger of his Army-issued sidearm, Puller had stepped slightly to the right while narrowing his target silhouette and firing at the same time. Rogers' round had slammed into the brick wall behind Puller. He pointed his gun downward and shot the PFC in the right leg just above the knee. Shots in the torso allowed someone to fire back because sometimes they didn't completely incapacitate. Shots around the knee region, however, reduced the toughest men to screaming babies. Rogers dropped his weapon, fell to the ground, and shrieked, clutching his damaged leg. The man would probably walk with a limp for a long time, but at least he would be alive. Puller had triaged the man he'd shot, called in the paramedics, ridden to the Army hospital with the wounded man, and even let Rogers try to crush his hand when the pain got too bad. Then he had filled out the requisite mountain of paperwork, answered a slew of questions, and finally jumped on a military transport flight for home. All in all, a pretty crappy day's work, he concluded. Now, he simply needed some shut-eye. Puller had barely closed his eyes when his phone buzzed. He looked at the screen and groaned. It was his old man. Or, more accurately, it was the hospital calling on behalf of his father. He dropped the phone on the bed and closed his eyes once more. Later, tomorrow, maybe the next day, he would deal with the general. But not now. Right now, he just wanted some sack time. The phone started buzzing again. It was the hospital. Again. Puller didn't answer it, and the phone finally stopped ringing. Then it started buzzing again. These pricks are just not going to give up. And then his next thought was jolting. Maybe his father had... He sat up and grabbed the phone. The number on the screen was different. It wasn't the hospital. It was his CO, Don White. "Yes, sir," he answered. "Puller, there's a situation. Maybe you haven't heard..."